Welcome to the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. Last week in Omaha, the National Agricultural Statistics Service, also known as NASS, held the spring USDA Data Users Meeting. Joining me to discuss more about this meeting is Nick Streff, the Regional Director for the Northern Plains Region of NASS and with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA. To get started, Nick, can you share with us a little bit more about the purpose behind having this USDA Data Users Meeting?
Yes, the purpose of it is to kind of bring together all the USDA agencies, or at least the majority of the ones that focus on supporting farmers. And basically what we're there to do is to explain any new products or any new data dissemination tools we're going to be putting out there for farmers and ranchers and agricultural businesses to utilize. And it's also a great time for farmers and ranchers and grain traders to ask us questions about how we compile our report and how we adjust for certain trade data we're seeing or any of those instances. So the purpose of the meeting is mainly just to interact with the public and take suggestions for future enhancements to our programs.
In what ways does this meeting help benefit producers and other organizations?
Well, the focus of this meeting that kind of came out through the questions, I mean, each agency presented for a little bit and that took about an hour total. Then we spent probably nearly 3 hours taking questions from the audience. And the majority of those questions centered around trade questions. So such as, what are corn exports going to look like for the coming year? Do we expect them to speed up or slow down? What do imports look like for soybeans? What does it look like for the beef trade? And then also a lot of the questions around, you know, world trade. What does Europe look like for corn exports this year? How are they going to handle different situations for shipping? So that's the type of questions that were asked, and basically how that can be used by either, you know, farmers or even agricultural businesses is they can kind of look at that data to see, okay, locally, do we need to expand? What's the Nebraska corn crop going to be? We have a prediction out there of a forecast of prospective plantings, but we don't have the actual plantings in the ground yet. So that USDA data could be used for all of those pieces to help fill out balance sheets for producers when they're maybe talking with their banks, for co-ops if they need to build another rail line because they need to load more rail cars, you know, nearby. It can kind of be used for all of those pieces. So basically at the meeting, it was just a chance for producers to kind of interact with the teams that put all this data together that in the end, you know, the market trades off of. And the nice part is we did transcribe all of the questions that were asked, and they will soon be posted on the USDA NASS website. So if you weren't at the meeting, you will be able to go out and read those questions and see what the answers were.
In wrapping things up, Nick, is there anything else you would like to mention about this USDA Data Users Meeting?
Well, one thing I'd like to note, you know, it's the first time it has been in Omaha, as far as I know. I was happy to see local folks that were there. You know, there were people who traveled there. I saw folks from Kansas there, but I saw a very good representation from Nebraska there. I saw other folks from Chicago and other folks. So I was just glad to see that a lot of people attended it, both locally and, you know, from outside the state of Nebraska. It was nice that it was nearby our local data users to give them a chance to ask questions or at least to know about that these types of meetings occur. And it's a chance for them to kind of voice their opinions, concerns, and suggestions to USDA agencies for improvement.
Again, that was Nick Streff, a regional director for the USDA National Agricultural Statistics Service. This has been the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Carla Nichols for the Rural Radio Network.